Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 30th week of Ordinary Time, and from Italy we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin. Her preaching today is entitled The Kingdom of God Among Us.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like, and to what should I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in the garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds of the air made nests in its branches." And again he said, "To what should I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of flour until all of it was leavened." The Gospel of the Lord. If somebody came up to you and said, "What's the kingdom of heaven like?" the chances are that you would go into images of light and joy and maybe beautiful music, angels, wings, that sort of thing. You almost certainly would not say, "Oh, it's like a seed," or "it's like a handful of yeast." No, you'd be poetic, you'd be imaginative. And this is something Jesus keeps doing. He's forever talking about growing crops, looking after sheep, the most ordinary, basic bits and pieces of the daily lives of the people he's talking to. And we, of course, listening to him, we are the ones who have to make the connection. Because just as the seed won't grow into a tree unless it's planted, and it's got to be planted in the soil, just as the bread won't rise if the yeast is left sitting in a dish apart rather than being mixed in with the dough, just exactly like that, the kingdom of God has to be, as it were, planted in the soil of our daily lives. It has to be mixed with the other basic ingredients of human experience, because unless it's put into that context, the soil, the dough, its potential won't be fulfilled, cannot be fulfilled. And who plants the seed? Who mixes the yeast with the flour? It's the farmer. It's the baker. It's us. It's human beings. We have to do our bit if that tree is going to grow, if that bread is going to rise. Of all wonderful things, God invites us to work with him so that the kingdom can be fulfilled. And you know, one of the most startling things about our faith is how very down to earth it is. Look at the Eucharist. What do we get? Bread and wine, two of the most basic, unsophisticated parts of our diet, become Christ himself. Oh yes, I know there are sophisticated wines. There are wines that cost the earth. There are wines that are very far from basic. But in the normal diet of ordinary people, bread and wine are just ordinary parts of that diet. And the priest who consecrates the bread and wine and the ministers who distribute them are not supernatural creatures with halos and wings. They are ordinary, flawed, flesh and blood human beings. And yes, what happens on the altar, that transformation of the bread and wine, is not happening thanks to the human beings, but that it goes on happening day after day in every Christian community all over the world, that is because we are the soil in which the seed is planted. We are the flour with which the yeast is mixed. So let the tree grow. Let the dough rise. Let's all together work on the basics in order to collaborate in the coming of the kingdom of God.